Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Coming up in a little while, we'll talk to Tommy Crane from Radcliffe Fire Department, and he will give us some tips on Fire Safety Week.
You're into watching different things on Netflix. Well, yesterday we were just kind of going through, seeing what was on there. I found what's called Challenger, The Final Flight. You know about the Challenger space flight?
Yes.
Okay, so interesting. We watched, it's a 4-episode series.
Okay.
And so we watched the first one last night, and I really enjoy space stuff.
Oh, you me
know,
too.
About
yeah.
like astronauts and all that. So it was very interesting to me to learn about more of the history mm-hmm. of how NASA got to the Challenger and how people were chosen to be astronauts or, you know, applied for it. I didn't know that back in the 70s, NASA put like articles in papers asking for people to apply to be astronauts. And I just thought that was something that, you know, you had to like, you know, be really smart and you had to like go to college and just know the right people. But no, I mean, they were seeking, specifically in the 70s, they were seeking women and minorities mm-hmm. to be a part of that. And so it was just so interesting. And then, you know, to watch how like things were created for the flights and so much pride in America. Like, it was just part of being American, mm-hmm. you know, and just, it was so cool. And I just felt like I had chills watching that whole entire episode. So I would recommend watching it if you find that stuff interesting. But it's more of a history lesson also.
I love a good documentary. And I really, really, really love stuff about space.
Yeah.
So I will definitely check that out. I remember where I was when it exploded.
January 26th, 1986.
I was on my couch. I had the flu, and I was watching the movie 2010, The Year We Make Contact.
Huh.
And my dad called me from his store and said, "Hey, flip it over to the news because the space shuttle just exploded."
Yeah.
So I flipped it over there and then spent the rest of the day watching CBS News. And it was the first time I ever remember getting really, really, really sad. And about something that was happening nationally. I was so much younger when Reagan had been shot. That mm-hmm. one didn't get to me as much because I didn't quite get how much of a deal that was.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There was so much. I mean, I think, you know, if you were alive then, you remember where you were
yeah.
when that happened.
Yeah.